This case is a cautionary tale, highlighting the legal implications of not reading and understanding financial documents. The man admitted to not reading most of the documents about the $80 million to be placed with the bank. He also claimed reliance on the bank's relationship managers and a lack of knowledge about the poor performance of the investments. Court questioned his credibility, noting that he should comprehend common financial terms as a chairman and factory manager. So what were some of the court's findings in that case? In a recent case before the Singapore High Court, a successful Chinese businessman sued Citibank Singapore for alleged losses exceeding $12.5 million in investments made between 2012 and 2019. Despite his claims of relying on the bank's relationship managers and being unaware of the losses, the court dismissed his case. So here are some critical elements of the case. Number one, success in business, failure in finances. The man, a successful entrepreneur and chairman of a large manufacturing company in China, sued Citibank for investment losses. Despite his financial success, the man claimed ignorance about the losses, blaming the bank for allegedly causing and concealing them. Number two, failure to read documents. The man admitted to not reading most of the documents about the $80 million to be placed with the bank. He also claimed reliance on the bank's relationship managers and a lack of knowledge about the poor performance of the investments. Number three, discrepancy in the claims. Despite his own financial acumen in business dealings, the man asserted a limited understanding of investments and failed to review terms and conditions. Contradictory evidence surfaced during the court proceedings later on, questioning the man's claims and credibility. So what were some of the court's findings in that case? Number one, monthly updates and signatures. The man received monthly updates on his account, the signed documents in both English as well as Chinese, certifying his status as an aggressive investor. The court found it difficult to believe that he did not know the details of his investments, considering regular updates and his multiple signatures. Number two, risk profile and investment decisions. The bank argued that the sophisticated businessman was fully aware of the risks, consistent with his risk profile. Multiple documents and phone records were also presented, indicating his acknowledgement of the high-risk investment approach. Number three, understanding financial statements. The man claimed he did not understand monthly statements, including assets and liabilities. Court questioned his credibility, noting that he should comprehend common financial terms as a chairman and factory manager. Number four, sophistication as an investor. The bank's lawyers presented evidence of the man's investment with another bank, demonstrating his sophistication as an investor. His contradictory statements, as well as the evidence, led the court to dismiss his case against the bank. So what are some of the implications of this case? Number one, the gravity of signatures. The case underscores the importance of understanding and reviewing financial documents before signing them. The law does not allow individuals to exploit their own negligence or carelessness to avoid the consequence of their signatures. Number two, credibility and contradictory evidence. The court considered the man's contradictory statements and evidence, emphasizing the importance of credibility in legal proceedings. This case is a cautionary tale, highlighting the legal implications of not reading and understanding financial documents. The court's dismissal reinforces the principle that individuals are bound by their signatures and claims of ignorance may not hold in the face of contradictory evidence. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channels for more legal things.